Good. Okay. I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Oversight for the Senate of the Associated Students of the 86th Session on Friday, August 31st, 2018 at 5 o'clock p.m. in room 420 on the fourth floor of the Joke High Student Union. Moving to agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Alvarez.
Present.
Senator Collins.
Present.
Senator File.
Absence excused.
Senator Grant.
Present.
Senator Hughes. Present. Speaker Martinez.
Present.
Senator Mata.
Absence excused.
Senator McKinney.
Present.
Quorum is present. Awesome. Moving to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move into agenda item four, minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from April 30th, 2018. Senator Grant.
I move to approve the minutes from April 30th, 2018 through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing no dissent, minutes pass. And with that, we'll move straight into agenda item five. No report from Secretary Godoy. I didn't receive one either. But Speaker Pro Tempore Hughes. And again, for reports, it's just an update on your committee. We'll get to my agenda item later, and we'll have something set hopefully for next week's meeting for oversight. But for now, any updates you have? So Speaker Pro Tempore Hughes.
We will be having the interviews on, well, we'll be having like our kickoff meeting, all of the assistant directors and Chief Justice Dutcher. We'll be having our kickoff meeting this Sunday to go over the interview process with all of the applicants. And then on the 7th and 9th, we will also be having all of our interviews. So we'll be having group interviews with all of the applicants. We're going to try to do every single applicant, and then we're going to stay there on the 9th until we have all of them chosen. So we'll know all of our interns by the 10th, which will be really cool. And then besides that, I have my agenda for all the interns, like the syllabus, finalized. And I will be sending out a questionnaire next week to all of the senators to help with pairing.
Awesome. Any questions for Senator Hughes? No? Okay. Chair Committee on Academics, Senator Collins.
So I guess I'll just kind of start with like the goals that we established last meeting, which was a while ago, last semester. But basically what I did is we went around the table and I had everybody list like two or three things that they wanted our committee to specifically like try to work on this year and hopefully accomplish. And so the list that I have, it's pretty lengthy, so I don't know if we'll be able to touch everything. But I think this next meeting I have will like kind of narrow it down and like focus on the ones that we really want to do. But what I have so far is investigate the differential fees within the College of Engineering. Senator Sewell really wants to take on this. She's the one who came up with it. And then look into the Silver Pole requirements, look into admission requirements, research labs, like create a network night or like a research fair, possible legislation on increasing the minimum credit requirements for senators, pre-professional development for colleges, establish peer advising, improve my Nevada, like such as having like a My Nevada workshop, something like that. Improve the process of registering for classes, like priority registration and registration dates. Undergraduate research, which I've sort of already been working on. I spoke with Scott Mensing and a couple of other people within that office, and we've been really working on like advertising this year and getting more applicants for all the awards. And then lastly, create a way for students to access professor evaluations at the end of the year. And then on top of that, we haven't added it yet because we kind of started working on it over the summer, but we have hopefully a free printing solution on campus. We'll be trying to implement that here. I've been talking to the IT department and hopefully getting that going. And then literally like 2 days ago, Speaker Martinez emailed me about updating like the Latin honors like requirements. So that, I haven't like really gone into that a lot, but that's gonna be added on to there as well. And that's about it.
Thank you. That's awesome. Any questions for Senator Collins? No? Awesome. Keep up the good work. Chair Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Grant.
All right. Well, let's see. Moving on, throughout the semester, we must have been doing financial reviews every single meeting. Basically auditing every single account in the budget. There's 22 of them. So hoping to get done with that right at the beginning of November. Leave a little wiggle room in case anyone's agendas or meetings need to get postponed. So that'll be good. Let's see what else. A big talking point for me today was the Wolf Shop. We've been working with Director Dubé to kind of figure out ways that we can rebrand the Wolf Shop into something else. I don't know if you guys know last year, but they struggled a lot last year, and they had to pull out a large sum of money from the capital account to maintain solvency. So we're hoping not to do that this year. We're hoping to go into the positives. So yeah, one of our main goals that we're going to start is working on a strategic plan for the Wolf Shop throughout the year.
Awesome. No, that's really awesome.
Yeah. So, and then other than that, I don't know, some other small things, just being transparent with all the numbers. I feel like we've done that so far, making sure the students have a simplified version of the budget, which we've completed. It's on the website, simplified budget. And other than that, just keep on keeping on. That's all I got.
No, that's great. In regards to the Wolf Shop, I think it would be smart to take it to Business Student Council and asking any of the marketing students how they would try and rebrand the Wolf Shop. I know Senator Hudson is in there, but they've been wanting to get involved with ASUN. And we can start with business students and, of course, the School of Journalism. I know a lot of marketing in this College of Business, a lot of them are actually journalism students because they know how to, you know, market a lot as well. So, Senator Alvarez, if you would like to also help Senator Grant in finding just ideas to propose to Steve Dubé. And in addition to that, Senator Grant, did you invite Steve Dubé to Senate to come speak on behalf of that, or should I send out an individual invitation?
I didn't invite him to Senate. If you want me to, I can.
Yes, and if you can let me know which date works best for him, okay. And we can communicate that after the meeting, because I have things already on the agendas, but we can set that up together, so that'd be perfect.
Let's do it.
Any questions for Senator Grant? No? Okay. Chair Committee on Government Operations, Senator McKinney.
So my committee, by next Wednesday, the SAS is going to make sure that it's all completely inclusive language. We're making one solidified document for that. So by next Wednesday, that should be done. Goes on the table the Wednesday after that, hopefully, and we're going to try to pass a piece of legislation discussing from now on every piece of legislation, everything that goes into the SAS or any governing documents for ASUN and the university uses all inclusive language, so we don't have to do this again. Just from now on, this is like the starting point. Three pieces of legislation on the table this week for GovOps meeting. Two of them have to do with Ledge Affairs. Just one was I submitted. It's just updating the SAS for them to make sure that it's up to date for what they want, for what Director Warhol wants. And another is Director Warhol wants the interns for her to increase from 3 to 10. I don't know if she discussed this with Speaker Pro Temp Hughes, but this is something that she brought to our table and she wanted us to write a piece of legislation on. And then to strike the WTF Manager Nevada from the rules of the Senate. So that's something that Speaker Pro Temp Hughes put on the table for this week. On the table this week as well, we're discussing outreach hours and if we could make it more clear and just try to see, because after this could be 1 week full of outreach hours, so we're going to have 1 week experience with this kind of setup. We could see how it is and we could just start discussing if we do need to change it, just putting that out there. And something I wanted to talk about, actually programmer Kirkendall actually brought this to my attention, having the director of sustainability at all programming events, or at least offering more recyclable and sustainable options at programming events. Because we noticed in the past week, there wasn't very sustainable options. It was all mostly going to trash. And yeah, I think that's basically it on the table right now.
Great job. Thank you. And with that, I'll probably add you and loop you into a conversation with Attorney General Moore and Kate Grosbeck, Director or Chief of Staff, or not Chief of Staff, sorry, Chief Justice. We'll be reviewing the entire SAS and all the SAS edits that you all have sent me, so thank you so much. And I'm gonna go through and compile it now into a PDF, highlight all the wrongs and all the bad. So I'll loop you in that circle, because once I'm done highlighting that, I would like you for you to take that over, Senator McKinney.
Also, one last thing is, Senator Burton and I are actually sitting with Attorney General Moore. I think we schedule it for like next Tuesday to just talk about election code in SAS and just make sure that's up to par, because he had some things he wanted to discuss about that. So that should be coming changes the next couple weeks too, before elections. We want to get it done way before elections so we can have time to like see if it changes or anything.
Perfect. Anything else? Any questions for Senator McKinney? No? All right. Senator Alvarez, Chair of the Committee on Public Affairs.
So what a lot of we've been doing is that we've been talking about policy. Director Warwick came to our meeting today to talk about the different projects that she's doing, so I'm really trying to get my committee really specifically engaged with all that, especially their National Voter Registration Day. There's going to be like four different events that's going on all throughout the campus, and so I'm trying to mobilize everyone to go to those things. Director Worrell has given us some policy opportunities and understanding some different policies that are going on. So she gave us options to go to Board of Regents. There's Title 10 funding, a health sciences meeting for Board of Regents that most of my committees will be attending within the next week or so. I've also assigned my committee to reach out to a representative within the one of the representatives that we have, to meet with them, talk about different legislation that they're trying to do, see if we can write a resolution on those things, see what issues that is really impacting our community as well as like the state level. And I've also assigned them to write legislation on something that they feel passionate about. Say, for example, I know Senator Green is doing things with Director Jickling about this nonprofit called Common Ground, having a farmer's market approved a half mile south of campus. So he's working on a resolution on that, and they should be sending me resolutions within 3 weeks from now. And we're mobilizing the 9/11 memorial and making it a service event. So we're going to be creating thank you cards for actually all our first responders here that we have in Reno itself. So firefighters and police men and women. And then we're going to be making it more of an educational event as well with Monique Nomad, Norman? I can't remember her last name. But we're going to, since a lot of students on this campus who are entering don't know what 9/11 is now, we're going to be having like a play-by-play of these posters and educating them. And then the Veterans Luncheon, we're going to be giving away lapel pins that have the American flag with the Nevada Wolf Pack flag crossed over. And so we're working on the budget with Veterans Services on that, and then it'll be in the Blind Onion. I can't remember what date right now, but I'll send out when I have everything finalized. And then I'm asking everyone to contribute a shift, regardless of whether or not they're on my committee, just because these are really important events that are going to be going on.
Great to hear about the resolutions being submitted to Senate as well. The sooner the better. Let me know if Director Worrell has sent you a schedule that I've sent her in regards to submitting legislation here, mm-hmm. and hopefully in Carson. So if you don't have that, email me and I can send you those dates as soon as I can.
Thank you.
So great job. Moving straight into Chair Committee on Oversight, Speaker Martinez, myself. And with that, a lot of you have already done this. I would love to create a project that would extend beyond this year. So similar to Senator McKinney, and kind of already like creating the SAS and really highlighting it and opening up different parts and creating a piece of legislation to make inclusive language. Senator Collins, you've also done a great job of really trying to figure out what your committee is doing currently, and hopefully those goals can translate into the later years. So keeping that goal list is very important. So making lists like those. I know budget and finance is unique in a sense of like you have to review the budget. So we can find something that is a very unique committee though, because it's already important in itself of reviewing the entire budget. So that's something we can look further into. But you're all doing a great job so far. And I just wanted to commend you on all of that. I'll also probably be looping all of you into a project called All the People. It's going to be with Gabby Ortiz Flores. And what the goal is to outreach to different groups on campus that is similar to a lecturer, so that you wouldn't see run for Senate. So whether this be first-generation students, students of color, students in the LGBT plus community, students from rural Nevada, because we don't usually see rural Nevada students within Senate. Usually they're from populated areas or the Reno area. So of course, you all come from different backgrounds, some different identities that may not be visible to the eye. And I think it's important to outreach to all of you, since you are leaders and you hold positions in ASU1, and above that, you've taken on even more leadership roles. So I may ask you to either speak at some of these events, collect public speakers, work with Gabby Ortiz Flores. So just be prepared for that, because we'll hopefully be going around campus and advertising how important it is to be civically engaged and how important it is to run for student government. And with that, that concludes my report. Are there any questions? Seeing none, we'll move straight down into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move straight down to agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 5:15 p.m.
Great.
Good job, guys.
Good job.